For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team back on the road this weekend. They'll play on the road at Ferris State, joined by Tyler Vold, a senior alternate captain out of Andover. Tyler, you guys have won four straight, all against ranked opponents. The fans put a lot of stock into that. You know, you're playing a top five team. Your mentality doesn't change no matter who you're playing, right?
No, it doesn't. I mean, this is college hockey, and any team can win any given night, and we just want to go out there and give it our all and hope for the best.
Every team, every sport goes into a game thinking we're going to win the game. That doesn't change ever, does it?
No, it doesn't. You always want to win, and you know, it can't always happen, but as long as you keep believing, you know, great things can happen.
The game certainly changes when you score a minute and a half in. You guys have scored a lot of early game goals so far this year. How much easier does that make playing defense when you're playing with a lead, and especially for, you know, almost the full 60 minutes?
Yeah, it's huge. Getting that first goal, it allows us to settle into the game a little more and, you know, gain some confidence, controlling the puck and just making smart plays, getting it out, getting it deep. And, yeah, it's huge, huge for us.
My first question to Tom in the post game after the Minnesota State game was, if you're trying to teach the game of hockey to somebody who doesn't know the game, this was maybe the bad game to try to teach him. You get outshot 36-10 and you win 4-1. Ever been a part of a game like that?
You know, not that I can really think of, but yeah, it was a weird game, but I think, you know, we battled the whole time, and you know, it was really a lot closer than the shot showed. I think the scoring chances were much closer, and yeah, it was a fun game to be a part of.
Defensively, there is no doubt that you guys have played a lot better. You know, the team goals against average early on wasn't very good, but now it's certainly a whole lot better. Zach Driscoll, for that, gets rewarded with two straight WCHA Goalie of the Week awards. But as a defensive group, and heck, even the three forwards on the ice too, how much pride do you guys take in playing defense and playing it well?
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in that. The goals against average, you want to keep as low as possible. And, you know, obviously it starts with the goalie, but then, you know, onto the defense and the forwards have a huge part in that role too.
What have you guys, you savvy veterans, done to get your freshmen ready for what is this rink and how fast the game is played here?
I think... Yeah, it's every year we go there. It's always a battle. And like our coach says, it's the Indy 500 going and playing there. So, yeah, just keep the guys not have them get too worried, and just let them know that's just another game. And we've seen similar rinks this year so far. So just go out there and keep doing what we're doing.
The glass is really high there all the way around the rink. The glass is a defenseman's best friend in this place, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I love it there.
Certainly relieve a lot of pressure quickly. How would you say that your young guys, forwards and defensemen, have grown up here over the last month or so?
Yeah, I think a ton. And that obviously that happens with just gaining experience and playing games. Yeah, I've been really impressed and happy for these guys, and I think we're turning into one heck of a team here.
Best of luck this weekend, Tebow.
Thank you.